speak is Tarsus Bahaloyscha. By Dabar Hashem al Moshe Lamer, as spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar al Aaron from Marta Elob, speak to Aaron and you should say to him, Bahaloyscha is Aneiris. When you light the candle, El Mulpne Amenoira, your Yerushiv is Aneiris. Seven Neiris should light facing towards the inner part of the place. Rashi will be here for that. So why is the parish of the Menorah right next to that? Aaron Chanukas and the Seim. Aaron saw that every Shevet was represented by his Nasi. Chol Shodaita. He felt bad. He was not with them, with the instilling the Mishkan. Your chalik in the Mishkan is greater than theirs. You will light and you will prepare the menorah for use. You have to understand what is the mile of lighting the menorah. The mate of the Neira is cleaning them out before you light. Why is that a greater mila than the Karbonis of the Nisim? What is that advantage that it has over the Karbonis of the Nisim? Numerous pshatim have been said. This year I saw a new pshat said by Agoyin of David Malinovsky, that's how he was a Shivan Arteir in Eretz Yisrael. He said, even though the Karbonis of the Nisim was a great, great pu'ula, very much exalted, it was beginning of the Mishkan, Lamaisa, it was only a one-time thing. It was a simchatic thing. There was tremendous rejoicing in the erection of the base of the Mishkan, but it was a one-time thing. V'zehu. But the lighting of the menorah, that was a pu'ula, that was an act that was kavua, was established on a daily basis, constantly, one day after the other, after the other, after the other, and therefore that zechus is greater than the malacha that the Nisim put into it. A one-time thing is Taka Gaval de Gazach. And that brought about the Ashros, Ashkinah into the Mishkan. But something that's done constantly, and something that's done consistently, and over again, that shows more of a commitment to something, and it shows more of a gadlus hanefesh than a one-time celebratory thing. We find that by Kriyas Yamsov, the Yidden said, Zeh Keili Va'anveyu. According to one of the Midrashim, what does Zeh Keili Va'anveyu mean? Rashi brings it down. Va'anveyu from a Lashon of Neveh. I will build them a Beis HaMikdash. And what was the mile of the Beis HaMikdash? That they recognized Dafka by Kriyas Yamsov. By Kriyas Yamsov, there was Zeh even a Shivcha Layam, that Zeh Keili Ros a Shivcha Layam Ashul Eroi Cheskel Ben Buzi. So what did they want to accomplish with the Beis HaMikdash? More than what they saw in Kriyas Yamsov from the greatest of Giluyim. The answer the Sfarim say is consistent. A one-time Zayirus, a one-time revelation of the Shechina, a great thing, why we should be Zayich even once, but with something that's done Keseda, when you have a Mishkan and the Shechina is dwelling amongst you constantly, and the Avodah is being done constantly, that is a much greater Madrega than just seeing a one-time Zayirus. Varayah. A one-time Messiah could wear off. You didn't even have to Kriyas Yamsov. Well, I said they gave Moshe Rabbeinu problems in the Midbar. But something which is done consistently becomes a chelik of your tunas hanefesh. It becomes a chelik of your essence. And the male is on a higher madrig, and that's why Aaron, that would light the menorah to say that became a chelik of his essence. And he was very, very persistent about it. Persistent avodah is the greatest thing somebody could do for himself. And something you have to know, sometimes you hear of people that do very glamorous things, they have scholars, they go overseas and take care of things, that's all very fine and wonderful. But the person that gets up every day early to daven, every single day, one day after another, davens three times a day with minyan, he goes kavua to his Seder HaLimud, Seder Rosh Chakva. Such a person that does it consistently, that is the greatest thing he can do. That is the highest madrega, more than any of the glamorous things. And that's something that we learned from over here. That was the maila of the unhand over the sea. I Pinsky. Kalman Pinsky, I met him years ago. He was in Tells. So he went to live with them. And right near them was the Beis HaKnesses. They davened very nicely. They davened slowly. Eventually, that would come to be known as the Beis HaKnesses HaGrua. Yet, with Elia, he preferred to daven in the yeshivas called Teira, which was a walk of about 10, 15 minutes away, which for him at his age was a very difficult thing. Every day during the week, the bacher from Kol Teira would come. He had the schus of bringing rebellion to the yeshiva to daven. Wasn't a big deal. It was a drive of a couple of minutes. But on Shabbos, rebellion already in his advanced stage would have to strain himself, and he'd have to walk, and it was very difficult. But every Shabbos, his bacher came to pick him up. One Shabbos, he comes to the house, feels there's a sense of worry there. If Kalman Pinsky tells the bacher, he says, you know, today you're not going to take him to yeshiva. Today you'll take him to the shul right next door. He'll daven there. He's not feeling well. I say that today you'll take me to the yeshiva the same way you take me every Shabbos. But Pinsky says, no. The shver was so schwach today he could barely get up. And his mom is in a state of weakness. He cannot go daven in Kol Teira. And the sister, no, I'm going to daven in the yeshiva. And again, the Beis HaKnesses right next door was like yeshivas are davening, but he preferred davening in the yeshiva. He held that's where a person should daven. Akitza Hamaisa, the Soyuz over was that Rapinsky got very flustered. And he blurted out, why is the shver being so stubborn? Elia said, yes, I'm stubborn. But if I wouldn't be stubborn, where would I be today? I was a young boy, 10, 11 years old. My parents picked themselves up from Lita, and they moved to America because of Parnassa reasons. And I said, I'm not going with them. I don't want to go to a trade fair in Medina. I want to stay here. And they insisted, and they tried to bribe me, and they tried to threaten me. And I remained stubborn. Yes, I was stubborn. I remained stubborn, staying in yeshiva all by myself throughout the years without any support. If I wouldn't have been stubborn, they wouldn't be calling me rebellion today. Stubbornness and persistence is a very important thing. And stubbornness is necessary to go through the avodah on a daily basis, regardless of the hardships, regardless of any disturbances. You're consistent from day to day. That was the milah of the menorah. It was consistent. It was on a daily basis. Now, the pasuk goes weiter. The pasuk goes weiter to say, "Tachas alavim mitoich b'nei Yisrael." Take the levim from amongst the b'nei Yisrael, but the haratayisam, and you should cleanse them. The Medrash says about the levim, "Zeu shomer akosav Hashem tzadik yivchon." Hashem will test the tzadik. The Russia of Oyev Chomas, Snei Anavshi. And a Russia, and one that likes robbery and crime, my heart hates. My nefesh hates. As I said, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Pesach in Tehillim, Kapitul Yirav. As I'll say, Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mala Es HaOdom Lishrara. HaKodesh Baruch Hu does not elevate a person to be in a higher position at Sheboichen U'boidik HaShkiva. So he tests him like a killer, and checks him out to see if he's worthy of that. The Kivan Shu Aymed bin Isyainai, whom Allah says this way. Once he's Aymed bin Isyain, he elevates him to a high position. You find that by Avraham Avinu, he had 10 Isyainis. He was Aymed in all of them. Hashem chose him. You find by Yitzchok, he had Isyainis in Yaakov Avinu. And the same thing with Shevet Levi. After they were Aymed bin Isyain by Hasina, by the Chayta Ego, immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vahoy Uli Halaviyim. Let's take Medrash. You see from over here that if a person has a hardship and he has an Asayan, it's really, even though it's difficult to rejoice and to be happy, because a hardship is a difficult thing. But who knows if he's going through an Asayan, who knows what greatness HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for him. And the Yisurim is only a test to check out to see if he's right. Hashem Tzadik Yisrael. Hashem checks out the Tzadik, and everything is for his tayelus and for his taita. The word nisoyin is a lesson of nes. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Nosata liriyecha nes lihis meiseis." You place those that fear you as a banner to be raised high to show off with. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates us in front of the nations, he gives us a nes and a soyan in order with his neses to raise us up as a banner later on. First comes the nesoyan. Rav Elie Lofgan used to say over a maisa. Rav Elie Lofgan said over the following story. Rav Lezer Shalavitz was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Lomzi Yeshiva. And he needed a mashgiach for the yeshiva. He came to ask the Chofetz Chaim for an eitzah. Chofetz Chaim had a koyul of kosher in the life. He came to ask the Chofetz Chaim an eitzah, who should he take as a mashgiach? Chofetz Chaim spoke about one certain young man's very kosher in his avodas Hashem. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik. And the Lezer Shalavitz already had set in his mind to take this younger man. Just a matter of time before he could ask him. Getting the opportunity. And he went back to Lomja, and a couple of weeks later he gets a letter from the Chofetz Chaim that was written on Chol HaMoed. Chofetz Chaim writes, I don't write on Chol HaMoed, but I held that this is an emergency and it's mutter to write. As the person that I suggested for the job as Mashgiach, I changed my mind. I don't think he's Roy Lekach to be Mashgiach. It was an emergency that the Chofetz Chaim felt he had to write it on Chol HaMoed. So the Lezer Shalavitz came running to Radin. He had to find out what this is all about. He was ready to hire him, and all of a sudden, not what went wrong? Chofetz Chaim said like this: "That's the fellow who's still a Ma'ir Ketam and Chacham. He's a tremendous Eved Hashem. He's outstanding." But shortly after I suggested him for the job, he came to me and he was complaining about his financial mess. He doesn't have money, he can't live, and he doesn't know what he's going to do, and so on. If I was a good person, you can't blame him for that. But to be a mashgiach in a yeshiva, he can't be. A mashgiach in a yeshiva has to be the backbone of the yeshiva, which means when Bokhrim are having the siyanis, when they're having hardships, when they're having questions, the mashgiach has to be the pillar of strength. Someone that complains about Tanasi cannot be that pillar of strength. I shall have these, I changed my mind. So, touch of the mice a little bit. What happened over here was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he was positioning him as having this, Stella as a Mashgiach, he wanted to see if he could be Eimed Minasayan, and he wasn't. Who took over for him? Hagoyin HaTzadik of Ramayisha Rosenstein, Tzadik HaTzadik Livrach. Interestingly enough, with him there was a mice that happened just the opposite. Moshe said that when he was offered the position as Mashgiach by Rav Lezer Shalavitz, he offered him a salary, a given salary. He could live off of the salary, but he had daughters to marry off. But from this salary, he would not be able to put away money for their nagna, for their chasidus. He decided he was going to ask for more money. Then a while later, he says, no. You know what? I'll leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those that take care of his children. When I am being a mashgiach, to enhance the limud haTorah of his children, I leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the Seif Dover that happened? World War I broke out. If he had asked for that extra money, he obviously would have stored it in the bank. What happened during World War I was that the Russian coin went down kaput. The banks closed up. They were worthless. He would have lost his money, and he'd have to go around begging to be able to marry off his daughters. But because he left it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that money was not in the bank. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found ways where he can come up with the funds, and he married off his daughter to Tami Dechachon. The other Abba, because he had that amun, it ended up helping him at the end. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the who knows if this kufa that we're just going through now, hopefully it's coming to an end, but who knows? Everybody was giving things that we could learn from it, things that were wrong. May very well be. I'm not saying we don't have nevuah. We can't pinpoint exactly what we have to be misakin. Everybody knows what they themselves have to be misakin. However, it may also be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been testing us to see how we act before he elevates us to a higher position. Maybe we'll be zeichet to simchas and happy times v'kara. So asafshuf asher v'kirba yisav u'taiva. The gathering of the Erev Rav that were amidst Klal Yisrael, they had a taiva, and they wanted meat. I Yicharach Hashem Ma'oi, Hashem was very angry, Uve'enei Moshe Ra, and in the eyes of Moshe, it was bad. The Shav Sofer asks a question, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, by Yicharach Hashem Ma'oi, Hashem was very angry. But why by Moshe Rabbeinu was it only bad? It should have been very bad. The Moshe also should have gotten angry. It's mashmah that to Moshe, it wasn't as bad as an avla as it was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? Because Sofer says, I'm ready to keep pshat. Earlier in this parasha of the Zainim, it says, well, Asafs of Asher B'kirubai, Yisavu Taiva, by Yeshuva, by Yifku Gambene Yisrael, by Yairu Miachilenu Basa. If you learn the Pasuk Kipshuta, it's Mashma, who started this whole racket? It was the Yairu Rab, Asafs. And then only afterwards, by Yeshuva, by Yifku Gambene Yisrael. That's the way it sounds from the Pasuk. However, that's the way it looked like to an outsider. It didn't really know what was going on in their heart. But someone that knew what was going on in their heart, it was totally different. Marshal Ahmad, over time, is up to Ksav Saifer. There's a king that's ruling over his country, and he is despised by his subjects, despised by the Hamaynam, he's despised by his ministers, and the people that are rebelling, they would like that the inner cabinet should also depose the king, and that way it'll be easier for everybody. But the cabinet is worried that if they go against the king openly, who knows what will happen to them. What they do is, they tell the people, you demonstrate, and you strike, and you make all kinds of protests. And they keep going right there, right? And grab all of that will make it look like that we're backing the king. If we get so good, we'll be able to tell the king this. That's when we like the king. Wasn't to be here, but look, the country is in total disarray. The country is totally out of order. There's a threat of anarchy. So for the good of the country, we suggest that the king step down. That's the way it works. It works like that. Inner circle of the king wants out of everything. But, you know, they encourage them quietly. They encourage the rebellion on the outside. Anything will decide, they suggest. Like a child that runs away from cheder. that an Aveira was by Yom Kimisain. Hashem did not want that these two parishes should be together. Therefore, he placed a different parish in between them. It shouldn't be there. Now the Ramban says, Hashem did not want that there should be three Peronius right next to each other, one after the other, and then there'll be a Chazaka Peronius. Make the judgment, there were three Aveiros. So if Ahiban Sayyar would not be here, it would be three Aveiros, one after the other, and it would be a Chazak and Chaz V'Shalom, would be dead for Klal Yisrael. You have to understand, what is this Indian of Chazak? If there's three parishes in a row mentioned in the Torah, what is the thing in the Chazakah that it would be bad? So what if it's written three times in a row, parishes in a row, and what does it help there's a hefsek in between? So in Kazis Albroid, explains, or Sheev of Chevron, he explains, we speak from over here, that the letters in the Torah and the parishes of the Torah were not like the letters and the words of any other language. Not like any other language. Any other language, the letters and the words are merely a way of communication, of conveying an idea. Like Torah, like Klal Yisrael, the Alevays and the words are not merely a way of communicating. Of course it's a way of communicating, but much more than that. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Alevays. Created the world with the koyches of the ice. It means the aleph has special ruchnis, the koyches, that brings about koyches in the bria. Same thing with the bay, same thing with the gimel. But every word that describes any object in this world is like, it's a compound. The letter, the word kelev, kaf, lamed, veis. The qualities of a kelev are given by the letter kaf, lamed, and veis in that combination. It's like a chemical compound. You have different ingredients that form that particular chemical. But the oisias are not merely a way of communication. The oisias keep the world going. The world stands on all of the oisias. Same thing with the parashias of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and with the Torah he created the Messias of the world. The Torah keeps the world going. That's why there's only even a Torah. If it's ever you do it, the world would cease to exist. As a matter of fact, there's a Medrash. The Medrash Shoyz Rutayv says that the reason why the Parashiyas were not given in order, and with the Mokher Batayra, the Parashiyas are out of order. The reason why in the Mokher Batayra is why? Because if the Torah would be in its regular Seder, that anybody would be able to be Machiah Mason by just reading the parashas of the Torah. That is the Koyach HaTorah. The Torah gives chiyus, the Torah gives the Koyach of life to the Bria. That's why you find the marshal that was in the Seer. When they didn't bring the Matanas to the Mishkan right away, the Yud was taken out of there. So the Yud was taken out of the name, but we still pronounce it the Seer. You know that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced. What is the Indian of the Yud being taken out of their name? That is just because every Ois gives Kayach. And if a Yud was taken out of their name, it's a sign that some sort of a Kayach was taken away from them. Same thing with Yeshua. The letter Yud was added to his name, that Yud gives him Kayach. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov in its mole is spelled with a Vav. Yud Ayin Kuf Vav Beis. That Vav gives a special Kayach. But it's not there. Who's lacking that Kayach? They live the parashiyos of what create the Bria. If there would have been three parashiyos in a row that involve Aveira, there would have been a massive of chet with a chazakia, and the Torah would establish that this is the regular massive of Chas V'Shalom. Who knows what kind of a negative, adverse effect it would have had on Klal Yisrael. That's why for the Baruch Hu did not make it three parashiyos in a row. He put in a parasha that didn't belong over there, by even say, all right, that way you don't have three parashiyos in a row being Kaveya, a massive of Chazaka Peronius. Well, it's lovely. The parasha is going to be taken away and put in its real place. Because also lovely, the Yetzirah will be bottled, all Peronius will be bottled, tape will be bottled, and therefore there'll be no need to be masked again. And because he's a writer, there's a magnificent thing. You know, world is over to Nisha. tether changes, right? This is a much greater base than changing the tether, because when tether changes, something down here changes. It's not so what you can say to have tether. But if a seder of the Torah is changed, that means the roots of the entire Bria are changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Iker, that parasha, and putting it over here, he changed the entire roots of the Teva. That is much more of a godless than just changing the Teva alone and making an ace. Says in the Pasuk, when Aaron and Miriam, when they spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, which says, V'ho'ish Moshe Anav Ma'oid, V'ho'ho Adam Asher Al-Kneo Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu was a great Anav, greater than any person on the face of the earth. Well, the first thing is the Pasha, what's up in the middle of the story, tells us about the Hanava of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's that coming to tell us over here? Rechaim HaKadosh says that this was a mistake that Aaron made. Aaron thought that the reason why there was an Avodah over here because it was a Pagam in Moshe Rabbeinu's cover. Aaron, you know, knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is not Makbid. Right? So he says, if you're not Makbid, then Miriam, her Torah should go away. After the Torah was made, it wasn't an Avodah against Moshe Rabbeinu to begin with. In fact, it wasn't Makbid Lechatchila. The Avodah was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were talking about a Shliach Hashem. Over the Alter Shver Rebbe, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu over here. The Alter Shver Rebbe says that the bigger Anova, the greater the Anova within a person, the greater he is in his Madrega of Chokhma and his connection to Hashem. So the Torah is being made over here. He's the greatest Anov. And if he was the greatest Anov, the nail of the Shkina rests to him in a Madrega that nobody else could begin to fathom. The nail, Aaron and Miriam that spoke was not against Moshe, why did he leave his wife? They had no answer why he left his wife. But they couldn't begin to understand it. But because Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest honor, and the Shinner rested with him on the highest Madrega Shire, and he was far and away greater and closer than anyone, even including Aaron and Miriam, they could not understand a person of such caliber, a person that does it to such Ashkos Ashkinah, he could not live regularly as man and wife with his wife. That's why the Torah is telling us this over here. Maybe he was zoichet to tremendous tachme, the tremendous isgalus ashkena. Maybe if he was zoichet to all that, he was on much higher madrega, and nobody could be masig how close he was to Hashem and why he had to do what he had to do. I'm good to Shabbos, everybody. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. We hope that the Kariv will be able to be together in person while we have this chumash here, Zeitz Gesundheit.